welcome to Talking with Chivalry. I'm your host, Antoine, and thank you for tuning in. And I know I say this a lot, but I'm starting to see a connection with the timing of my creation of the podcast sessions, and which is basically on Sunday mornings. And that's like the sun is shining bright. It looks beautiful out there. You know, the birds are chirping and singing. You know, the squirrels are running around in the attic. Nah, I'm just playing. But they do run around, but they're not running around right now. My family is happy, healthy, and hungry as usual, you know, and I have no reason to complain. So let's get into today's topic, which is about aiming for consistency. And this topic is something that most of us can relate to, so let's just dive on in. So most people often wonder how successful individuals go from having the bare minimum, almost homeless, or even having less than you, to having an abundant amount of content, wealth, experience, money, you name it. You know, but how about how this individual seemed to have become something that you're looking to become yourself overnight? And in my opinion, consistency is their key to this formation. And with it, this plants the seeds for their growth and their futures and legacies. So consistency, and basically the definition from what I'm seeing, the definition of consistency is an agreement or harmony of parts or features to one another or a whole. And what does that actually mean? It means that a constant effort of like things forming together for an end or desired result. So to kind of summarize that is to keep producing, creating, and or pacing yourself at the same rate to achieve your goal. And to me, it also means celebrating your small wins. Basically like, okay, what I'm doing right now, this session, you know, I really don't care who is rooting for me right now, but I know that I have a guaranteed cheermaster behind my back, which is myself. You know, I know what I'm trying to create, build, and leave behind as a legacy. So I'm going to keep going regardless of who listens, who subscribes, or who views it. I'm still going to create, you know. You'll see it one day. You know, and at times, the most difficult thing to do is remain consistent. You know, thinking of an idea or jot down a few thoughts, you know, that's easy. You know, we all can do that. It's just putting the effort of content creation, time, quality behind the idea that becomes the complication for most. You know, how can I remain consistent in my pursuit when I have so many obstacles around me, so much negativity, you know, so many things that try to block my positive spirit? You know, how do you remain consistent and keep going? And of course, we run into times where we don't know what to do. You know, we may lose a little focus here, or tend to jump into another idea over there that has absolutely nothing to do with our initial goal, our purpose, or our passion. You know, we begin to doubt ourselves because it seems like we're not completing anything, and maybe not even feel motivated to continue anymore. But always remember your why. And I know this sounds cliche, but that's very important. You know, why did you start this journey in the pursuit of your goal? What made you start at the beginning when you had an idea of the end result for yourself? You know, what made you stay up those late nights laying the foundation for your story? What made you continue when you felt like giving up? And some of us may have multiple things, and some of us may have that one thing that keeps us going. And I know what it was for me. And going back to the beginning of this session, basically, how does that one person that you've been observing seem to make everything come together with minimal effort? And all I have to say is check the dates of their creativity. Simple as that. You may see that this individual started producing the content that you're consuming today, 5 years ago. And they remained consistent and aimed for quality because they knew that maybe not then, but one day, someone such as yourself will realize the worth of their efforts and start consuming everything that they have ever created. They remained consistent on giving you value before you even heard of them. You know, basically, to put that in another way, they were working on you before you were working on yourself. They were providing whatever you're seeking today, many nights and many moons before. So look back at their whole picture and not just of what they're producing today, if you want to become what they are. And to summarize this session for today, we have realized that striving for consistency and quality is the name of the game. And to be honest, this may be the most blunt and straightforward, useful information for you to become your best self that you may ever hear. And why is that? And that's because it works. Keep producing quality work for yourself. You know, expect nothing less than the best than your finest work. You know, stay consistent with your production, whether that's once a day, you know, twice a month, three times a quarter. You know, whatever your rate is, keep going and remain constant. Because with that, you are planting your seeds. And once you plant those seeds, you nurture it, groom it, and they'll pay you back in the future. And with that being said, I want to thank you again for tuning in with me on Talking with Chivalry. I really do hope you appreciate our site, Chivalry Jones, where you can learn a great deal and focus on building yourself for the person that you are to become. So stay strong, stay resilient, and keep fighting for a better you. Thank you. Hey, are you looking for insight, topics, and thoughts on ways you can grow your own personal development? To find ways to embrace and develop your own strengths instead of looking for it within others? Or even to build wealth within real estate, your business, and even strategies to get your career to the next level? Well, tune in with us at chivalryjones.com, where we accept positive vibes only, an engaging community, and straight to the information that you need. So now that you are listening to Talking with Chivalry and looking to become a better you, how about you kick your feet up, sit back, mind your business, and relax, and let's vibe.